The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis. Fueled by Lucky's Station.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. History made this morning as President Trump becomes the first sitting American president to set foot in North Korea. He met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the demilitarized zone.
We've developed a great relationship. I really think that if you go back 2.5 years and you look at what was going on prior to my becoming president, it was a very, very bad situation, a very dangerous situation for South Korea, for North Korea, for the world. And I think the relationship that we've developed has meant so much to so many people.
Also, that's SRNnews.com. Tens of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets in Sudan's capital and elsewhere in the country, calling for civilian rule. Nearly 3 months after the army forced out long-ruling autocrat Omar al-Bashir. More details at SRNnews.com.
These are the official rules for all contests on Salem Media Group and Common Ground Broadcasting radio stations in the Twin Cities.
Collectively, Salem TC. From time to time, Salem TC will conduct contests. No purchase necessary to enter or win. If for any reason a prize is not available, a substitute prize may be offered. Winners will be limited to one prize every 30 days. Winners of a major prize will be limited to one every 365 days. A major prize is any prize with a value of more than $1,000. Participants and winners must be U.S. residents, and winner is responsible for any and all taxes. For a list of full contest rules, see this station's website for details.
You just heard Tara Ross about a half hour ago on the Brad Carlson Show, and her book, Why We Need the Electoral College, is the June Book of the Month for the Patriots. Some consider the Electoral College anti-democratic as it's overpowered the popular vote at least 3 times, but Ross explains why changing our system would be a terrible mistake. Register to win a signed copy of her book at the Freedom Fan Club page at am1280thepatriot.com. We are in a heat advisory till 9 o'clock this evening, and hour 2 of the Brad Carlson Show starts right now. And how about a little redemption from the first hour?
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Ah, that's much better.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air, live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan. Here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with hour number 2 of the broadcast we like to call the closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org, and we are here to take your phone calls at 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter. Just use hashtag NARNshow, that's hashtag NARNshow, for any comments or questions. And if you'd like to follow us on Facebook, feel free to do so. Just look up the Northern Alliance Radio Network on Facebook. Give us a like and keep track of everything we have going on. And as always, we appreciate your tuning in, and I did mention it, but I'll mention it again this hour. Congratulations again to listener Jan from Rosemount. She is the winner of our book of the month, Why We Need the Electoral College. Again, Tara Ross, the author of that fine book, and it is our June book of the month. And today's the last day of June, so we just got it in under the wire. So congratulations again to listener Jan. Going to take a little transition here to the Democrat presidential debates, and our next guest watches these so we don't have to, and she can come back and report on them and everything that's going on. Well, no, in all honesty, it makes for some good theater, and more than a few people said that the winner after the first night's debate was President Donald Trump. We'll get a little bit more into that with our guest. She is a friend of the broadcast. She's been on the show a number of times. Preah Samson-Dar, her current role is Communications Director for the Republican National Committee in Iowa and Minnesota, that is. She's also been here in her capacity as a reporter for Alpha News, as well as with the state Minnesota State Republican Party. Again, Priya, this is something that it's yeoman's work to sit down and watch these debates for us so we can kind of go over what's going on with each of the 20 candidates. No, we're not going to cover all 20 candidates, but we'll get to some of the few bullet points. Priya, welcome back to the broadcast, first and foremost.
Thanks for having me on. It's been a while.
It has been, but we're glad to have you back on. I think we had to check in just after the 2018 election. It was a kind of a somber atmosphere, I remember, but not totally unexpected either. But and I think pretty much shortly after that, the 2020 presidential campaign kicked off. There's never any downtime between election cycles. That is for certain. So I guess we'll get to... first of all, there's about 20 candidates. I think there's 24 now running for president of the Democrats.
Yeah, there's more than two dozen candidates that, you know, we're officially looking at now, least in Iowa.
Well, I was going to say, now, how did they break that up between night one and night two? They had like 10 on night one and another 10 on night two. How did they break it up? How do they go who makes what rotation, Priya? Do you know the logistics behind this?
So, from what I've heard, it sounds like NBC literally just put all the names in a hat and started drawing out. And so the first 10 names went on night one, last 10 names went on night two.
Okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense because, when you have Eric Swalwell on night two with some of the more prominent names like mm-hmm. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Cory Booker was on night one, it really doesn't make a lot of sense. I guess we'll start with kind of the front runner. Joe Biden he was pretty much leading in a lot of polls even before he officially declared. And then once he declared he was running for president, he set a record for fundraising for the first 24 hours amongst all the Democrat candidates that were in. And there was a lot of talk that, you know, Joe, you just have to just don't blow it. Just don't to play not to lose. And apparently that wasn't good enough. What were some of the main critiques you heard about Joe Biden's performance that had a lot of critics bagging on this particular performance, Priya?
You know, I think with Joe Biden specifically, it's to be expected. Joe Biden is
old. That's part of it, certainly. I mean, I'm sorry. He just sounds kind of broken down a little bit.
I think with Joe Biden, he has such a tenured history in politics, more than 40 years worth of public service, whereas a lot of the folks gaining a lot of traction, especially with primary and caucus states, a lot of the folks who will be primarying and caucusing in 2020, you're looking at a smaller group than your regular general election voters. You're also looking, especially in the new Democrat Party, as I like to call them. This is not your father, your grandfather's Democrat Party anymore.
Yes, correct.
The folks that are fueling these guys, the Cory Bookers, Kamala Harris's, Elizabeth Warren's of the world, and the Bernie Sanders's of the world, they're a very small group, but they're a very loud group. Mm-hmm. And so they're the ones supporting these policies of government health care, free college for all, federal jobs, anything that sounds like it belongs in Venezuela or Cuba. You know, that's kind of what they're championing right now. And so, Joe Biden doesn't come from that era. You know, he comes from an era of late 60s, early 70s Democrats, those old school Democrats that were your grandfather's, you know, Democrat Party.
Right.
But that doesn't exist anymore.
No, correct.
You know, it just doesn't. And so a lot of people are looking back to Joe Biden's past and, you know, things that he voted on, people he hung out with, policies that he supported, things he championed. And while they were accepted 40 years ago, they most certainly are not accepted within the new Democrat Party today. And so he's being forced to have conversations about these, and he's being forced to essentially say that he's sorry for, you know, doing for working on this stuff. And some of it is, you know, reasonable, obviously. But a lot of it is, you know, are things that most people would agree are very moderate positions.
Now, there was a NPR interview that resurfaced from way back in 1975. I think he was literally in his first term as a U.S. senator out of Delaware, where Joe Biden was supporting a constitutional amendment to end court-ordered busing. Now, this is 40-plus years old in the NPR archives. This man was a heartbeat away from the presidency at Barack Obama's running mate. This could have easily been unearthed at any time, and yet it didn't seem important enough to bring up. I think we understand the answer why. He provided Barack Obama, young Barack Obama in 2008, with some gravitas.
Yep.
That was a word assigned when George Bush picked Dick Cheney as his running mate, is gravitas. Apparently, Joe Biden, because he served their purpose, this wasn't convenient to be brought out. I was wondering how they were going to go about this with Biden being a heartbeat away from the presidency, serving under the first ever African-American president, how they were going to go after Biden for being a racist, and doggone it, Priya, if they didn't figure out a way.
No, they didn't. You actually see a lot of former Obama officials as well coming out and speaking out against, you know, against Biden and saying that his judgment, like, isn't very good. And I think that's a telling as well, just because you have never seen that in the past. And all of a sudden you see these, you know, former Obama, you know, staffers, people who worked in the White House with Joe Biden and President Barack Obama back then, you know, they had nothing but great things to say about the duo for those 8 years. And now that he's running for president and doesn't necessarily fit the mold that they're looking for in a president that they want to go after President Trump here in 2020, they're using every trick in their bag of tricks, you know, to go after him.
Yeah, I was going to say this. Apparently, Joe Biden's overture on National Best Friends Day last month, where he put those friendship bracelets. Yeah, that was just cringe-inducing. It was a friendship bracelets, one with the name Barack, one with the name Joe, and he posts on Twitter. And even Obama's former chief advisor, David Axelrod, replied to that. He says, this is a joke, right? I mean, it's becoming beyond pathetic at this point now. He's groveling for the Obama endorsement. And, you know, and I agree with former President Obama, you know, you don't want to get firmly in one camp, because if one candidate falls by the wayside, then what do you do? But it's just cringe-inducing trying to get his attention.
It is very sad at this point, because you can tell that Joe Biden is not trying to run on his past, you know, as a former senator, as, you know, his past, you know, 40 years ago. He's trying to run on the last 8 years, you know, during his time in the Obama White House. Mm-hmm. That's what he's trying to run on, and people are saying, no, that's not going to work.
Yeah, and that's a and I think the debacle handling the Hyde Amendment. I mean, it is a perfectly rational stance to say, look, I'm pro-choice, but I do not believe federal funds should be earmarked for abortion. That is a perfectly rational stance. And yet he couldn't even do that. He's trying to run away from his support of the Hyde Amendment.
You know, and that's actually a great, like, a great point as well. You know, we're seeing this with a lot of 2020 Democrats. You know, we've seen this with Amy Klobuchar as well. You know, she was, you know, until she decided she wanted to run for president post the 2016 election, was a very milquetoast candidate who didn't take a position on anything.
Correct.
You know, in Minnesota here, we like to refer to her as the senator of small things.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're seeing a lot of these litmus tests being put out by various 2020 candidates, and the other 25 candidates running for office are having to say, okay, do we accept the litmus test and move further to the left, or do we hold our position and lose ground amongst these very vocal, albeit small group of, I guess we can't refer to them anything but socialist Democrats, who are going to be the ones that will choose the nominee in 2020 because they're the ones most likely to go out in primary or caucus.
And how chilling was that the second night? All 10 Democrats on the stage, when asked would they support free health care for illegal aliens, all 10 raised their hands. I mean, this is something that was a caricature of Democrats back in when Barack Obama was running. He was running as a moderate, but everybody looked at his voting record when he didn't vote president in the Illinois Senate and saw that he was very far left. And people would say this is some of the things he supported, and it was almost a caricature of what he was actually running on. And it came to fruition. I mean, how chilling was that? See, all 10 hands go up.
You know, that should be incredibly terrifying for, you know, everyday Americans. You know, my focus is mainly Minnesota and Iowa, but I like to say that's especially, you know, terrifying for folks in the heartland who, you know, before President Trump got into office, felt like they were abandoned by the Democrat Party. We know there's a huge divide there between urban Democrats and then the rest of rural America. There's a huge divide there. ideologically, morally, and then to see all 10 Democrats basically, you know, take these values and ideas held so closely by small town America and basically tell it, you know, we're not interested in that. We're interested in our own agenda, the one that is going to appease our base. And so therefore, we're just going to waste your tax dollars. We're going to steal out of your pockets to pay for everybody else. Like, that's just not going to fly in the general election.
Once again, we are joined this segment by Priya Samsundar. She is the Iowa and Minnesota Communications Director for the Republican National Committee. And if you have any questions, comments on what we're discussing right now, we're taking time to discuss the Democrat presidential debates. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter. Just use hashtag NARNshow, hashtag NARNshow. Brad Carlson, the closer, coming back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
Individual results may vary.
When it comes to vein disease and those embarrassing, painful varicose and spider veins, no one is immune. Just ask three-time beach volleyball gold medalist Misty May Trainer.
I was surprised to see I had vein disease. I didn't think I was old enough. I'm a working mom of three young ones, and I still coach. I need my legs healthy and performing at their best.
That's when Misty went to Vein Clinics of America. The doctors of Vein Clinics of America specialize in the latest laser therapies and minimally invasive treatments.
It's like they turn back time. The veins they treat are completely gone, and the procedure happened so fast.
For over 35 years, women and men have been enjoying healthy, strong, and youthful-looking legs thanks to Vein Clinics of America, like gold medalist Misty May Trainer.
Vein Clinics of America worked for me, and they can work for you, too.
Call Vein Clinics of America now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Most treatments are covered by insurance. 800-798-3399. That's 800-798-3399. 800-798-3399.
Hey, Barry, quick question for you. Do you know what the leading cause of foodborne illness is?
My bad cooking?
Well, you're close. It's actually poor cleaning techniques and improper handling of food. These outbreaks, along with the illnesses caused by food allergens, can occur anywhere that food is served, even places like assisted living and child daycare facilities. Fortunately, most of these outbreaks can be prevented.
Okay, Tom, well, how does BME help assisted living facilities and other companies maintain a healthy environment?
Well, BME Labs is a distributor for 3M food safety test kits, but we do much more than that. Our experienced staff help our customers formulate a comprehensive food safety and allergen test plan.
Don't wait for a foodborne outbreak to put your business in the news. Be proactive and contact BME Lab and Science today. For the health of your customers and your business, visit BMELabAndScience.com. That's BMELabAndScience.com.
Remember, you don't know if it's clean until it's been tested.
Hey, it's Lee Michaels here for the Mike Murphy team with eXp Realty. Mike and Sharon with us in studio. Mike, now I understand a lot of sellers are awfully excited because they're getting full price the first day they're on the market, so that must be awesome.
Actually, Lee, it's not. Selling in a day sounds great, but our goal is to get the best offer for our sellers. We know just the right amount of market time to get all the buyers in to see your home. We have a proven system to get multiple offers for our sellers, as well as win those multiple offers for our buyers.
And Sharon, you guys still provide professional photography and free staging.
That's right, Lee. And right now, we're running a summer special exclusively for Patriot listeners through Labor Day. Sign a listing contract with us, and we'll give you $500 at closing, because we know you deserve a mini vacation after the stress of moving.
All they need to do is mention AM 1280 The Patriot to take advantage of that. So, Mike, how do they get a hold of you?
Give us a call at 651-216-7870 or go to MikeMurphyTeam.com. That's MikeMurphyTeam.com.
Welcome back, AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks for tuning in. Continuing our discussion with Priya Samsundar. She the Iowa and Minnesota Communications Director for the Republican National Committee. And Priya has also been on the broadcast in her capacity as a member of the Minnesota Republican Party, as well as a journalist with Alpha News. And we're here to take your phone calls at 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NARNshow, hashtag NARNshow for any comments or questions. As always, we appreciate you tuning in. Now, Priya, one thing that I know people like myself who will never vote Democrat, they look at it and say, you know, some people look at it and say, okay, we want the most far left whack job that we could possibly get to oppose President Trump, if they support President Trump, that is, so that it's an easier path to victory. And I'm always a little wary of that strategy for the simple reason, because I remember back in 2008 when people were rejoicing Al Franken running for Senate against incumbent Senator Norm Coleman. It's like, bring it on, a comedian isn't going to come in here and win a seat. And sadly, we all remember what happened with that. So I guess the way I'll phrase it is this: if there is a Democrat that will oppose President Trump and will defeat President Trump, in your mind, at least of what you know of the candidates thus far, maybe through their first debate performances, which would be the, I guess for lack of a better phrase, least sucky option for President of the United States if it had to be a Democrat, Breah Samson-Dar?
You know, it's kind of hard just because, you know, there are 25 candidates, I believe, running for president now on the Dem side. It really is a clown car at this point.
I'll tell you who I was somewhat impressed with, Tulsi Gabbard, mm-hmm. representative out of Hawaii. It particularly, you know, she obviously has served in the military, has had a firsthand account of what it was like, the global war on terror. And I thought had some very solid things to say about the long, drawn-out war in Afghanistan, and hit back at Congressman Tim Ryan, who's, I don't know why he's in the race. He's got no shot. And just an aside, Congressman Ryan, touting your 17 years of service in Congress is not going to play very well these days. I'm just saying that's not something you should be touting. But continue.
You know, at first I'd like to tout just touch on the Al Franken thing. I think one reason that Al Franken did succeed in Minnesota is because of the celebrity factor.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you know, we saw the same thing with Ventura. No one thought Ventura was going to win. I mean, he was going up against people with war chests of millions of dollars. He ran and won in Minnesota with a war chest of $339,000.
And Mark Dayton, you know, oh, my grandparents shopped at Dayton's. That's pretty cool, you know. That,
yeah.
I mean, I'm a Minnesotan. I can say this is kind of how we are. It is. That's very true. It's an excellent point.
But to the point of Tulsi Gabbard, yeah, I did see quite a few people, you know, mentioning those same points that you brought up here just now about her record and that she seems like a non-controversial person to
the visit
president.
To Assad and Syria leaves a lot to be desired.
She
yes.
continues to hold a pattern of meeting with dictators and, you know, murderers, and seems to have a very comfortable relationship with them. You know, when she met with Assad, she did not tell Democratic leadership that she was actually meeting with him. They got blindsided with the news and the
press
just as much as everyone else did.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when she talked about dealing with Iran, you know, one thing that I tweeted out that night, you know, is tweeting out, you know, her meetings with Assad and saying, you know, maybe she isn't the best person to be dealing with Iran at this point, just because she seems to have a very comfortable she seems to be very comfortable around them. She does not take hard stances against them. And considering Iran has a very hostile nature towards both Israel and the United States, it doesn't bode well for us that someone who likes to have comfortable relationships with people who have adverse feelings towards the United States would want to deal with those people firsthand.
Yeah, and obviously it's a very low bar that we're hoping for. least sucky, that's what I'm saying. So yeah, that certainly,
I
mean, far from the perfect candidate to
you
be
know,
sure.
I say a least sucky option at this point, like if I really, really had to choose, would probably be John Delaney. Just because
no one's heard of him.
One, nobody's heard of him. You know, I think telling of John Delaney is down in Iowa. You know, I've been down there for a couple of months. He's been down there longer than I have.
Really?
Yes, okay. He immediately started campaigning down there maybe like a month or two after President Trump won in November of 2016. He has been in Iowa pretty much every single month since he started running more than a year ago.
Interesting.
He has toured all of Iowa's 99 counties, and he's polling at 1%, despite the fact that he has like 7 offices open and has like a full field staff. So John Delaney's message is not resonating with folks down in Iowa, with Democrats down in Iowa. But I think that is too because he does not subscribe to the belief that we need government-run health care. We don't need, as Kamala Harris puts it, we don't need government to put food on our table, and we don't need to be giving illegal immigrants health care that American taxpayer dollars pays for.
Okay, so he's done. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, taking positions like that as part of the Democratic Party. Well, yeah, no wonder we never heard of him. That would be my sentiments exactly. That would be actually somewhat viable option. And that's reminiscent, going back to 2016. I mean, there were only four candidates who ran on the Democrat side because Hillary was pretty much going to be the anointed one. I think everybody knew that. But nevertheless, you still had some throwing their proverbial hats into the ring. And Martin O'Malley, who showed up, he was a former governor of Maryland. He showed up to a meeting. He was holding some sort of meet and greet. Literally one person showed up. One. Not 100, not one. One.
Yep.
And left undecided.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that doesn't bode well.
So. No, and I mean, we're kind of seeing the same thing down in Iowa. You know, Tim Ryan held an event in rural Iowa, and he had two people show up. Bill de Blasio's had the same thing. You know, he's come to Iowa a few times already, has had less than 10 people in the room with him. And, you know, the fact that New Yorkers are having to fly all the way to Iowa in order to have a conversation with him about, you know, issues that are going on in New York City, you know, I think that just doesn't bode well for him either.
Well, yeah, and I think he's probably may see the writing on the wall that his time as New York City mayor is maybe ending next election, which I think he's up. I'm trying to think when the mayoral elections are going to be taking place. I think he was reelected in 17, so another couple of years yet he has. So, yeah, I think he's probably seeing his time come to an end. So I figure, why not? Let's run for president, give it a shot here. Well, we talked a little bit about Kamala Harris. She, of course, a U.S. senator out of California, and a lot of people felt like the way she hit Biden, particularly as we alluded to earlier, his anti-busing stances that he took on in the mid-70s. I don't know that Kamala Harris has a lot of credibility to talk about issues when it comes to, also Biden was hit on the 1994 crime bill as well. I don't know that Kamala Harris has a lot of credibility in that simply because of her reputation as California's attorney general. A lot of low-level offenders getting unconscionably long sentences under her tenure there. So, but nevertheless, she seems to be a rising young star. And by the way, those of you folks who were at the Sebastian Gorka get-together for our radio station a couple of weekends ago, did Dr. Gorka not say Kamala Harris was the one to watch out for? She certainly seemed to be gaining ground, Priya Sampson, darn.
Oh, no, she totally is. I mean, you know, she definitely got some good swings in at Biden, which I think any front runner who's really, you know, at this point, the Democrat race is Joe Biden and then who can be the opposite of Joe Biden and be that contender to take on Joe Biden, I think is they're looking for that Bernie Sanders role at this point, circa 2016. Hillary Clinton and who can, you know, take her on. You know, at this point, Joe Biden is the anointed one. And it's who can, you know, really take on Joe Biden, take on his experience and really, you know, make a play to dethrone him. And, you know, Kamala Harris got her few jabs in. But, you know, a lot of people also mentioned that she's a cop. You know, she has a very, you know, tenured history in California as, you know, not being a very, you know, very cop friendly, you know, being cop friendly. And, you know, as you mentioned, has a lot, trying to think of the best way to put this, but she has a history of just putting folks, you know, and supporting similar policies that were found in the 1994 crime bill.
Sure.
You know, she put parents in prison if their kids were truant. You know, there was a young man who shot a San Francisco police officer, I believe, and she wouldn't seek the death penalty for him. I mean, you know, there are these little things she sought. You know, she was for criminalizing illegal putting criminal penalties against illegal immigrants at the time. You know, there are just things that in her background that would align with many of the things that Joe Biden did in relation to the 1994 crime bill,
right.
Illegal immigrants in relation to immigration coming into California that were acceptable in her mind back then. And now she completely looks to step away from it.
Now, Bernie Sanders, still very formidable. Obviously, he was very formidable in 2016, almost knocked off Hillary Clinton before the superdelegates got involved. And that was a very much a bone of contention, and some would argue a lot of disaffected Democrats stayed home, which gave Trump the victory in 2016. You could argue whether that's true or not, but it certainly had an impact. He was certainly a rising star before Biden got in. I'm not going to say the shine is off his star right now, but he's certainly not. It doesn't seem as formidable as he used to. What can we attribute to? Possibly, allowing felons behind bars to vote? Priya Samsonar, did that have anything to do with it?
Yeah, terrorists being allowed to vote for elected officials probably isn't the best way to go, personally. But I think the best way to sum up what's happened to Bernie Sanders is from a poll, actually, that the Des Moines Register did back in earlier this year. And they talked about, they asked a lot of different questions. But one of the things that stuck out to me was the majority of folks who said they were likely primary or caucus goers for next February of 2020 down in Iowa said they wouldn't be comfortable if the Democrats' nominee was an old white man.
Interesting. Okay. Well, something to keep an eye upon for sure. We've talked Democrat presidential debates. We'll come back with another segment. Mike from Blaine on line one. Mike, if there's any way you could possibly hold during the break, I promise we'll take your call first thing when we come back from the break. And we'll be back continuing our discussion with Priya Samsonar right here on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Go nowhere.
The world of business and investing is constantly changing. How are you keeping up with all the info? Most likely, you're not. Checking websites, reading trade magazines, making phone calls, checking more websites, and still not finding what you need to know. That's where Business 1440 steps in. We're your on-air guide through the fast-paced financial and business landscape. Up-to-the-minute business and investing news. Streaming now at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com.
What would you do if you knew how to invest like the pros? If you could learn the strategies designed to make the right move, whether the market's going up or down, what would you do if you knew the things Online Trading Academy could teach you? Online Trading Academy is a world leader in financial education. We've helped thousands of people just like you become confident, self-directed investors. Whether you're looking to develop skills designed to generate additional income or to grow your retirement savings, OTA can provide you with valuable knowledge that can help you learn to meet your goals. The best time to take control of your financial future is now. So what are you going to do now that you know? Dial #250 on your cell phone. Use the keyword OTA. Again, that's #250, keyword OTA, or go to learnwithota.com. Again, learnwithota.com.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. The stakes in the 2020 election may be higher than many Americans recognize. A detailed look by Town Hall Finance into the causes of national financial collapse reveals that the most reliable path to a financial collapse occurs when a nation's leadership class turns sharply against wealth creation, when there's an erosion of business freedom and property rights, and when government corruption, taxes, and debt increase, the probability of a financial collapse goes up 3 to 5-fold. Why should we care about how other nations have collapsed? Because large sections of today's Democratic Party are openly embracing exactly those kinds of policies. The 2020 election is not just about the difference between a 2% growth rate and a 4% growth rate. It might be about continued growth versus something which would make the Great Recession pale in comparison. I'm Jerry Boyer.
Alliance Defending Freedom, fighting for those whose liberty is being violated. Click on the banner at townhallreview.com.
You'll find me out here every Sunday since I turned my garage into the Purple Palace. Went to Closet and Storage Concepts, told them exactly what shade of purple I wanted, where to put the 65-inch LED, and they designed my custom kingdom. Then gave me the plans, one all-inclusive price, and all the time I needed to make a decision, which was about 30 seconds in my case, but still I appreciated the low pressure. Visit closetandstorageconcepts.com to see how they can turn your garage into your personal sports bar. Oh, Widow Erin got sacked.
Welcome back, AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning in. Closing out this weekend's edition of Northern Alliance Radio Network programming,
You can catch my friend and colleague King Banyan on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. It is the King Banyan Show, Saturdays 9 to 11 a.m. And my friend and colleague Mitch Berg in these very airways, AM 1280, The Patriot. He is the headliner edition, heard Saturdays 1 to 3 p.m. I am the closer, closing out weekends, Sundays 1 to 3 right here on AM 1280, and here to take your phone calls, 651-289-4488. Feel free to weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NARN Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show for any comments or questions. As promised, I want to get to Mike's call. Mike from Blaine is on line one. Mike, you are on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Thank you for your patience, sir.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to highlight something about Ms. Kamala Harris. Everybody talks about how great she did during her debate, but from my perspective, what she did is she brought front and center something that the Liberal Democratic Party has been trying to hide for the last 50 years, which is their racist roots. It was the Democratic Party that was opposing segregation and busing to schools. It was the Democratic Party that was burning crosses and front lawns, burning churches, sending dogs in, against peaceful civil rights marchers. So that's what she brought up to the front and center, and that's what we need to focus on, not how well she speaks and not how other good stuff she says, but what the party that she wants to be a leader of brings to the table. All that racism that has been boiling for many years that they created. Also, her family fortune came from selling slaves back in Jamaica. So how is she going to make penance for that?
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks so much. I'm actually not familiar with that aspect of it, to be perfectly honest. That's something I'll have to look into, that is for sure. But I know that she was definitely had to answer for her backtracking on the elimination of private health care. And then she backtracks, well, I don't want to eliminate all of it. And it's like, you know, kind of the same issue that Amy Klobuchar has run into. They don't seem to know. They say, well, we want to eliminate private health care, but we can't do it right away. Or, you know, are we back to the, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor? Because that didn't work out so well before Priya Samsandar.
No, I mean, Democrats are essentially asking the American people to say, hey, we broke the system and we want to fix it. It's like, no, I don't want you to fix my healthcare system. It's kind of like Midlars, for instance. If the government couldn't, take care of Midlars, if they couldn't roll it out effectively, if they couldn't fix it now, you know, after spending hundreds of millions of dollars on getting Midlars, they had to scrap it and do something else. Essentially, they're asking us to put this, our same faith that we put in them to get the DMV system correct. Now they're asking us to put our faith in them to fix the same healthcare they broke in the first place. I can tell you as an American, I'm not okay, and I can assume that most Americans would agree with me that they wouldn't want that either.
We want to switch gears a little bit. We talked Representative Ilhan Omar. It seems like every week, or there have been several weeks, and I think she's been in office not even quite 6 months yet. I always had a segment entitled Ilhan Omar's Bad Week. It's kind of become an evergreen segment because there's always something going on in the latest. The national media has able to glom on something that you, Priya Samsandar, and your colleagues at Alpha News were reporting on 3 years ago when she was running for Minnesota State House, even before she was making a run for Congress about, well, first of all, it stemmed from looking into her campaign finance violations, which there were very clear, blatant violations.
Yeah.
And then while they were going through this, it was ascertained that she claimed on her tax returns someone as her spouse whom she was not legally married to. And her justification was that, well, I wasn't legally married to that person, but in my faith, I was. Well, tax returns deals strictly with civil marriage. So this is something that you all were looking into back a few years ago, that apparently she allegedly married her brother in order to skirt immigration laws to allow him to expedite his time in this country. This is something that the national media is finally glomming onto. I don't know. Did you find that as a source of amusement, frustration, outrage, Priya? How did you view this? Something that you all were reporting on a few years ago, they're finally catching on to at the national level.
You know, it's kind of a mix of emotions, really. Obviously, I'm very excited. First of all, I think a lot of people make the assumption that this was just another right-wing conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have glommed on to Ilhan's initial statements from 2016, saying that this was just another Donald Trump tactic in order to take down a poor African woman just trying to make a better life for herself and her family. But a lot of people, I think, don't realize that I myself, a young woman of color, the daughter of immigrants, was the one that broke this story and looked into it, worked with Scott Johnson of Powerline Blog, and then later on David Steinberg, formerly of PJ Media, to really look into this story and to see what was there. So obviously incredibly excited to see that others are taking this work seriously, because a lot of the stuff that Scott, myself, and David have done were rooted in government documents that we were able to pull. But also looked at her own social media and looked at the very things that she was saying and doing and interacting with. It's not like we were, putting things together on our own. We're literally taking it from the horse's mouth at that point. So obviously very excited about that. But also it can be kind of frustrating. Obviously, it's been 3 years since Scott, myself, and myself looked into this story,
sure,
did a lot of legwork on it. And as I mentioned to someone the other day, they were saying that they couldn't replicate a lot of the social media posts that we were able to take screenshots of and show connections from that angle. And they weren't able to replicate it. And my response to them was, look, Ilhan Omar is a United States Congresswoman. If she was stupid enough and her alleged brother were stupid enough to leave these quote unquote incriminating photos, conversations on social media for you to glean 3 years after I was, pulling them off, mm-hmm, and reporting them and, having them amongst the airwaves in Twin Cities media. Clearly she would have been caught by now, and this wouldn't be an issue here in 2019. She is someone that is very smart, very good at what she does, and she clearly knew that there were folks looking into her, myself, and she was hoping that comments that this is just racist, bigoted, Islamophobic would make it go away. And for a while it did. But for whatever reason, folks are starting to realize that, okay, this all just seems really fishy. Her answers aren't adding up. Timelines don't add up. Things aren't adding up, and she's not doing her due diligence as, specifically as a member of Congress, but more importantly as just any person that, these aren't like light accusations to be made. These are very serious implications with serious consequences behind them. She's not doing her due diligence to clear this up. My one argument to anyone who ever asked why we bothered to investigate this back in 2016, and my response to them was, when Scott Johnson first reported on this story, it was like August 12th of 2016 is when he first published his first article. He actually reached out to the campaign for comment, and they said that they would get back to him shortly. And then their response came from a criminal defense attorney named Jim Brandel. You don't hire a criminal defense attorney to give a response to someone that many in the media consider a conservative blogger,
right?
As the Star Tribune has referred to Scott on the regular. You don't hire someone like that to respond. You don't hire a criminal defense attorney to respond to someone like that unless you have something to hide.
Yeah, and obviously that conservative rag, a.k.a. her hometown newspaper, the Star Tribune, when they report on these improprieties, and they basically have said the same thing you've been saying. Look, these are questions that need to be answered and the constituents are owed answers, specifically how, some could look at it as, okay, I wasn't aware of the issues, like the $2,500 in speaking fees where she accepted, yeah, from Normandale and Inver Hills, despite those institutions having business before the state legislature. She, as a state legislator, accepted speaking fees from them. You can't do that, okay?
No.
And okay, innocent mistake. you return the money. But it just, you know, there are a couple of things you can maybe discount as an innocent mistake, not knowing the rules. Okay, fine. Even I'm willing to accept that. But when it gets to when there becomes a laundry list of improprieties here, and it just gets dismissed as, well, you know, this is just classic Islamophobia because her and Rashida Tlaib are the first ever female Muslims in Congress. That's just used as a cudgel. And thankfully, a lot of national media outlets, not necessarily merely conservative outlets, are willing to take that as an answer, Priya.
No, and I think you're seeing a lot of people starting to realize that, you know, Representative Omar doesn't talk about these issues at all. You know, she gives a short, quick answer that either it was a mistake or that this is just rooted, again, in Islamophobia, bigotry, racism, et cetera, in some form of ism. And therefore, she's absolved of answering any of these questions.
Right, right.
And, you know, both as a constituent of hers, having lived in the 5th Congressional District my entire life, as someone who's worked in politics now for several years, and as a former journalist who looked at this story, none of those answers fly. That dog doesn't hunt.
Once again, we are joined by Priya Samsundar. She, the communications director for Iowa and Minnesota on behalf of the Republican National Committee. We do have another phone call online. Line one, Pat from Minneapolis. Pat, go ahead. You're on with Priya Samsundar.
Yes, hi. I'm enjoying the conversation. And I think she's in an excellent position to hopefully bring Trump's image up as a communications director. It took me a while, frankly, to, you know, kind of as a conservative person, to go his way, you know, and then there was no other choice at the end. But what turned me around is the fact that I was opening my ears and listening to some things about other people and what they said about him in a positive light. And I was talking to a millennial and a Gen Xer, or Gen Z, I think it is, and she said there's lots of them out there, and they're very conservative. A lot of them do not like him and his stance about this, that, or the other thing. And I was talking to her quite a bit. She was talking about the women and how he badmouths women, and I remembered hearing on the radio how one of these Miss Americas called in and told her story about how Trump called her and inquired about her health condition that was pretty serious, maybe fatal health condition, and told her, according to her words, that he would always be there to take care of her son, her 8-year-old son, financially as far as college and so forth. And when I heard that, I thought, well, this is a very positive thing. And when I told this young gal that, she said, what was the name of that Miss America? And I, of course, I couldn't remember. But she was curious about it. She needed to know something positive about him. I think that's a very important thing for her and her her role right now as communication director, to let people know about many other things I've heard about turn me around. I think it can turn a lot of other conservative people around as well.
Appreciate the call, Pat. Thank you so much for doing it. Priya, I don't know if you want to respond to any of that, but obviously you being communications director, certainly there are a lot of different roles that you have in conveying the party stances. And certainly from a financial standpoint, the RNC seems to be in pretty good shape. So people, I don't know if that's an indication of what they like coming out of the RNC, but they certainly are doing well-funded at this point.
Yeah, no, I mean, we continue month after month to break historic fundraising records. As we saw President Trump during his relaunch of, or his launch of his reelection campaign a few weeks ago here, within 24 hours, he raised more than the top five Democrat candidates combined and has raked in, you know, brought in so much money already. It just shows the enthusiasm that people have, and, you know, they're willing to put their money where their mouth is, really, when it comes to the president's reelection campaign. But also to Pat's note about women in the president's administration, he has done a lot to promote women. RNC chair Ronna McDaniel obviously is a woman who was appointed to the position of chair of the RNC. We look that he hired former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She was the first mom to hold that role as White House Press Secretary. Now Stephanie Grisham is the new White House Communications Director. Before that, it was Hope Hicks at some point. We look at former Governor Nikki Haley, now former U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley. We look at Secretary Elaine Chao. We look at Kellyanne Conway, who is one of the, I believe, the first woman to campaign a winning presidential election. Everywhere we look in the president's administration, we continue to see that he puts women in positions of power and in positions of leadership. So the results are there. Unfortunately, people don't like to give the president a win, so they're right. not going to talk about it.
Once again, we've been joined by Priya Sampson-Darcy, the communications director for the Republican National Committee in Iowa and Minnesota. Priya, good stuff as always. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much for stopping by. And I know you had kind of a medical situation, so hope your recovery is going
very well.
Don't want to alarm anybody. It was merely
wisdom teeth.
Yeah, you can say okay. Yeah, I don't want to write it off as minor, but I hope you're recovering well and it goes well. And have a blessed 4th of July. And we'll talk again soon.
Yes, thanks for having me on.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, back with one final segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
AM 1280 The Patriot.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
American pressure, don't say it. My day is filled with people to thank. One that comes to mind right now is farmers. They work hard to produce food for my family and all families, so I owe them a hearty thank you for that. What I also want to do is personally thank all the farmers and other customers that currently use us for pressure washers, nozzles, and the rest. If you're in the agriculture industry, give us a call today and see what we can do for you at American Pressure.
Hi, John Wichko here. As the owner of Advantage Auto Glass, I'd like to invite you to finally get that chipped or cracked windshield fixed right the first time. Here are just some of the advantages of using Advantage Auto Glass. Advantage number 3, we're a preferred shop for all major insurance companies. Advantage number 4, we have an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau, and that's hard to achieve. Advantage number 5, we use only the highest quality parts and adhesives. So just tell your insurance agent you want to work with Advantage Auto Glass. Or better yet, call us direct and we'll handle it for you. Call Advantage Auto Glass today at 952-423-6396, 952-423-6396, and we'll replace your windshield with only the highest quality parts and adhesives. And don't forget, you can schedule your appointment on our website at replacemywindshield.com. That's replacemywindshield.com.
Sweet summer savings this month at Lucky's.
Does it really matter where you buy your gas or grab a bottle of water or a pack of gum? It sure does if you want to support a local Patriot business owner. It's Lucky's Station Convenience Stores. Larry Elder here with Lucky's owner, Scott Stevens.
June is National Candy Month, so let's give the hometown of Hershey's. Stop into any Lucky's Station store. Mention you heard me on AM 1280 The Patriot, and we'll give you a regular-sized candy bar for free. No purchase necessary. What could be better? Summer, sweets, service, and snacks at Lucky's.
Lucky's Station is a small group of family-owned convenience stores in a world of giant national chains. They have to work harder to earn your business. Lucky's Station has everything that the big-name convenience stores have. Do you want exceptional convenience and still do business with a like-minded Minnesota company? It's not luck. It's Lucky's Station Convenience Stores.
Visit LuckyStations.com to find a station near you. Lucky's Station, your neighborhood store.
The official convenience store of AM 1280, The Patriot.
Welcome back, AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. One final segment on the broadcast. I do want to get to this hashtag cancel student debt that the progressives in Congress have been touting. This is from the Heritage Foundation. Young Americans are being crushed by student loan debt. Unfortunately, a new bailout proposal wouldn't help them much in the long term. On Monday, Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Ilhan Omar introduced legislation to wipe out every dollar of student loan debt in the United States, eliminating it for roughly 45 million Americans. Additionally, the proposal would make public colleges and community colleges tuition-free. In a press conference announcing the proposal, Sanders said, "The American people bailed out Wall Street. Now it's time for Wall Street to come to the aid of the middle-class people of this country." Well, kind of a clarification on there, Byrne. By the way, I disagree with the Wall Street bailouts, but this was used to fund banks in order for banks to be able to loan money to people to reestablish credit. Those were paid back. All right. This proposal here to eliminate student loan debt ain't going to get paid back. All right. You're just going to use tax. It's somebody, I think it was, friend of the broadcast, Katie Fulkerson, center of the American Experiment, basically said this isn't eliminating, it's shifting. It's shifting the cost from those who currently hold the loans to basically the taxpayers. And this was a problem that had come up a number of years ago. There were students protesting against the out-of-control cost of tuition. And they were just dismissed as a bunch of, you know, pampered, whiny brats. You know, hey, college, if you want college, it's an investment. You're going to be able to make a lot of money, and then it'll be worth the investment. Well, the problem was tuition has been increasing beyond the rate of inflation. Now, why is that? Because the government got in the student loan business. These banks would loan students money to go to college. Well, it was the money for the full 4 years of tuition, say for a four-year college. Okay. Well, if the student couldn't pay it back, they defaulted on the loan. The government guaranteed the loan. They guaranteed it. It says, it's like, okay, if the student defaults on it, we'll cover it. We'll cover the cost of it. So what incentive do colleges have to lower tuition? None. Zero. So this is just amazing to me. It's not surprising, but it's nevertheless frustrating and stupefying, and it would be funny if it wasn't so, I guess, just pathetic. In that government always wants to come to the rescue to a problem, a situation that they themselves created. That's all this is. And as this Heritage article points out, this is basically essentially a bailout. And again, what if this comes to fruition, which, you know, I don't see how it's going to get support in Congress, the full Congress, but if this somehow were to come to fruition that how many ever $1.5 trillion of student loan debt gets completely wiped away? Is that gonna ultimately fix the problem? No, colleges are still gonna increase tuition. You have to provide incentive for them to get these costs under control. Okay? What are you doing to address that? Well, these are progressives. Obviously nothing. So this is just a terrible idea. Like I say, when I went to college, I wanted to go to an elite school, elite private school, but my family couldn't afford it. Okay, so my mom could help me out where I could, and then I took loans for the rest. It took me 5 years, but I was eventually able to pay them back because I went to UW River Falls where they had reciprocity, so I didn't have to pay the crazy out-of-state tuition. So it's, in the end, it's all about the choices you make, and I think we need to be held accountable for our choices. Ladies and gentlemen, I've enjoyed it. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Godspeed, my friends. Have yourselves a blessed week.
Across America, it's snoring season. 90 million Americans make this sound every night. If you have a blocked or narrow nose, you're more likely to open your mouth to breathe, causing snoring. Introducing an ingenious Australian invention called Mute. Mute is a comfortable nasal device that helps you breathe more easily through your nose and snore less. Put snoring season to bed, America.
For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash now? One of the nation's largest personal loan networks, GetCash.com, is the place to go when you need money fast. All you need is a checking account and a regular source of income. And you could get up to $5,000 discreetly with your computer or smartphone in as little as 24 hours, regardless of your credit history. Get the cash you need fast at GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com. GetCash.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service.
We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts BAG11 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BAG11 to 88988. That's BAG11 to 88988.
Mitch Berg from the Northern Alliance here for Kingdom Builders. You've heard them on this station. They say they're not great salesmen, just great roofers. But if you're a homeowner, you've heard the horror stories from your neighbors about roofers who were great salesmen, but terrible roofers, about contractors with no integrity. So my first call was to the roofers who make their integrity the center, not just of their business, but of their lives. That's the Kingdom Builders. And yeah, they are great roofers. I have a challenging roof. Third floor, lots of details, and it was last re-roofed when I was just out of high school. And yet, from the moment they showed up, I had the confidence. I wasn't just going to get a great roof. I wasn't going to get that heartburn you get when trying out a new contractor. So, yeah, they are great roofers and genuinely great people to work with. And I have the nicest looking roof on my block. So call 612-900-9166. That's 612-900-9166. Or find them online at thekingdombuilders.net. Tell them Mitch Berg sent you and he loves his new roof.
AM 12. Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.